we're testing the venue tonight. So the people who've worked on the building, just testing everything in terms of the operations, front of house, bars, fire evacuation, all of those wonderful things, you know, happens and happens smoothly so that we're ready to open to the public for our first public performances next week.
So you're filling the theatre with invited guests just to see that everything works properly.
Indeed, yeah. And just making sure that everything's ticking over and that we're happy with every single aspect of the experience before we open to the public next week with the first show.
Workshops for young people are an important part of this new theatre, and the main ones start next week.
That's right. Our in-house programme of workshops and creative projects launches really in January, but we're trying to get the ball rolling, trying to build up the enthusiasm, offer the opportunities that we can straight away. And we're working with an amazing company called Theatre Is, who run a programme called It's Our Theatre. And from that name, you'll get the sense that absolutely it's about saying to young people, it's your theatre, come and own it, make it yours and really transform this venue and breathe life into it. So what will be happening within that is there will be four urban art forms, regular workshops, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, really intensive next week. So there'll be emceeing workshops, graffiti art, music production. I've forgotten what the fourth one is, but there's street dance, of course, yeah. So those four workshops will be happening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, leading to the first public performance event, which again, very consciously, is a young people's event. You know, it's the Corby Hip Hop Slam, and that's free.
Can anyone take part? Or what's the age range, and is it too late to join?
Yeah, the sign-up process has taken place specifically for this project, so I'd encourage people to come along and experience the Friday night slam with a view to then just asking us and finding out more about what the regular offer will be from January. But the age limit, the age guidance is pretty much kind of 13 to 21 on this one.
And you have a number of other shows coming up. How are sales going, ticket sales going?
They're going really well, actually, really encouraging. I think most people know by now that Kevin Bridges, the first stand-up gig, just sold out in the space of 2 days, and largely and really encouragingly again, that was down to the, you know, the atmosphere and the conversation and the trends that came up on Twitter and Facebook and that hitting the street, really, and that just flew. So, you know, I think we might be inviting Kevin back again in future. So that's on the 24th. But we've also got our first music cabaret night with Barb Younger. And so that should be really something special. Barb Younger and Mary Wilson. And this one is on a Saturday, but post-Christmas. So January onwards, it'll be part of our regular Sunday sessions programme that Barb will bring a leading jazz or soul or blues voice from within the country. And that'll be, you know, the second Sunday of every month. So it promises to be really exciting. So Barb's here on the 20th of November, and I really would encourage people to come down to experience a really kind of fascinating and intimate evening of music.